Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Neighbors say people are stealing items from inside the Family Dollar on the 3700 block of Broadway Boulevard. The problem is the Family Dollar on the 3700 block of Broadway Boulevard is closed and partially collapsed. You remember that collapse killed a man, injured several others. Neighbors want city leaders and the building's owner to better secure the property. Several break-ins happened this weekend, three neighbors told Matt Fleener over at Channel 9. They saw people breaking in the side door of the building and leaving with items in their hands.
Why has the building not been torn down?
I cannot imagine that thing is salvageable.
If you're the insurer on that building or the owner of that building.
They have wood over one of the doors. They have like plywood over one of the doors.
Why has the city not demanded this building be taken down immediately?
On Tuesday, the City of Kansas City building inspectors cited the Arthur Fells Company for having an open building. The Arthur Fells Company has 24 hours to correct it.
Who's going to pay for the demolition?
Man, that's a great question, Sam.
Who's going to pay if somebody else gets killed in there?
Yeah.
But also a great question. And if it's food items that they're stealing, because they do sell food items, aren't they just rotting away anyway?
Well, but they don't sell fresh food items, I don't think. I think it's boxed. They have crackers and chips and that kind of thing.
Story here from Fox 4. Corelli Rodriguez has fond memories playing in the back alley behind her childhood home. The alley cuts through the backyards of the homes on East 9th Street near Prospect. Quoting here from Rodriguez, this alleyway was my playground back in the day. We used to ride bikes. We used to hide back here and play hide and go seek. Her mother owns that childhood home and still lives there. Rodriguez's 90-year-old grandparents also own the house down the street. But Rodriguez just couldn't do it. She and her daughter moved north to get away from an issue that's taken root two houses down the street.
Oh, it's crazy. Have you seen it?
I have not. What appears to be an abandoned home that sees up to 20 people going in and out of it regularly. Quoting here from Rodriguez.
20 people.
I couldn't do it, and I wouldn't allow my daughter to do it. But Rodriguez visits her mother and grandparents every week. This abandoned home represents everything that the Rodriguez family tries not to be. Dirty, dangerous, and draining. The home is literally filled with squatters.
20 people, and it's, what's the word I'm looking for? The level of unsanitariness.
There are no utilities in the home.
Filth, disgust.
Yes, let's just call it filth.
Yeah. Fecal matter.
I'm sure it's everywhere.
Did you read the part where she said they can't go outside? She says the stench, Scott, is overwhelming.
The city has repeatedly ticketed the home for trash and garbage citations, along with two court summons, neither of which the landowner has responded to. What do you do about it? I mean, I guarantee you this is one of those homes that is owned by that conglomerate in Ohio or somebody out in California. And let me see what you got.
It's just, it's what you think it is. It's an airplane bungalow that has been taken over by homeless people. and they are using it as their toilet and their.
Oh my, look at all that trash.
Yep.
Oh my. The whole yard is filled with trash.
Yep.
Why can't the city condemn the property and tear it down? That's what they did during the All-Star game.
I know, but someone owns that dump. Now, I don't know who.
Well, somebody owned all those homes during the All-Star game. When remember, it was Mayor Sly James who said, we're going to clean up the corridor along I-70 getting out to the stadiums. And they sure as hell did. And they were tearing down homes left and right for the All-Star game.
It's also rats. It's disease. It's
roaches.
I
bet those walls move. What do you want to bet?
The way, the city is three. The person the city says that has it, you know, it says no utilities, order to vacate, whatever, which they're not going to abide by that. Channel 4 says they are behind 3 years on their property taxes and they can't get a hold of her, which means the city is footing the bill for the cleanup.
Are they from here?
I don't know. I don't think they.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where would the department be within the boundaries of City Hall that has the time and the staff to track down absentee eyesore squatter property owners?
One of the biggest mistakes of my life was buying rental property in Kansas City. There is an office you have to go to. Especially if you're going to rent that property.
Yep.
And they know who owns that property. The question becomes, how do we find them? And if they live outside of the city, it gets three times as hard. You know, let's say they're one of the, there was a great article years and years ago by the Kansas City Star where they looked up, you'll remember this story, Dana. It was an investigative piece about all the dilapidated slum properties in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And a huge number of them, I don't know if it was a majority, but it was a huge number of properties deemed to be, you know, slumlord properties, were owned by this one LLC in a small town in Ohio. And I remember I was still married to Shonda. I don't know why I remember this. Which is to say more than 15 years ago.
Thousands of properties.
Yes. And then there was a number of properties that were owned by a couple of slumlords out of California. And getting them to respond to anything that the city wanted, you know, noxious weeds, or, you know, the grass is too high, the property looks like death rolled over, whatever, was almost impossible. Because you couldn't get this slumlord in Ohio to respond to any of the letters that the city
would
send.
They? Why would they? They know nothing's going to be done.
When I lived right in the area of 55th and Paseo, you know, that little neighborhood there, most of the homes share the driveway with the home next to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our shared driveway house was vacant. And it was so
bad. Was
it
really vacant?
it really was. I think probably all of the college kids in the area made it actually vacant to the point that homeless people didn't feel like they could just move in.
I would not say that, but...
I don't know. It was actually vacant. I mowed the lawn multiple times because I was tired of just looking at it. And in the 2 years that we lived there, I saw the owner one time. And he was like, man, the yard looks really nice. And, you know,
say that to you.
And I was like, I've been mowing it, bro. Where have you been? And I asked him, what's the deal? Because he's from California. I was like, what's the deal? Why do you own this property if you're going to come here once every 2 years? And he said, I'm making money no matter what. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
then I would
right.
have said, you owe me $600 for lawn services.
I'm making money no matter what. It's sitting there empty, even if he probably was paying the property taxes. That chunk of land, because of its location, was going up in value no matter what.
And how the city, you mentioned this earlier, the city cannot find the homeowner for this property near 9th and Paseo, or Prospect, beg your pardon. And how can you not find the homeowner?
What would happen, truly, if they just went in with a bulldozer and raised it?
I don't know. Ask Sly James.
Whoops. Sorry.
Well, what
they can't even find the homeowner. How's she
going
to know?
What I believe, and I'm just going off memory here, and this has been, you know, a number of years. I don't remember the year we had the All-Star game, but it's been a while. If I remember correctly, and again, just going off memory, what the Sly James administration did was do an end around. If you had not paid taxes on your dilapidated property.
In 3 years,
I think it was 3 years. Maybe it was five. I can't recall. Then the city literally took possession of the home because you had not been paying taxes on it and condemned the property and then destroyed the property and then sold the land that the property was on.
Yep.
In some cases, the neighbors would buy the plot of land. And I think in some cases, they sold it for as cheap as $5,000, right?
To double your lot size? I would have paid it.
Right. Yeah.
2012, by the way.
Was it 2012? Thank you.
And this says,
it had been a while.
There, back in 2012, there were 800 structures on the city's list of dangerous properties. 125 of them were torn down that year.
God. That's more than they've ever torn down prior or since.
Well, why aren't we doing this now in the lead up to the World Cup?
I agree.
You know?
Let's get those bulldozers roaring. Let's go, people.
Fire up that engine.
The smell of diesel in the morning.
It's like napalm. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.